show him engaging in the acts. He's one of 25 men facing charges in connection with a sting operation. Eyebrows were raised when at a Senate hearing on Wednesday, the Attorney General William Barr testified he thought intelligence agencies spied on the Trump 2016 presidential campaign, although later he said he wasn't sure any improper surveillance occurred. One of the president's sons, Eric Trump, said this morning,
"The nice thing about Barr is you finally have a grown-up in the room who calls out this nonsense."
Eric Trump was speaking on Fox and Friends, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
A new indictment tied to the Mueller-Russia investigation, a major player in the Obama administration, indicted by a federal grand jury on making false statements and lying about his work with the Ukrainian government. His name, Greg Craig. He's former President Obama's White House counsel. Now senior advisor to the current president, Trump, Kellyanne Conway, retweeting an article from The Hill about this news, and then tweeting in all caps, "Breaking news, explanation point, finally, explanation point. Obama White House official indicted in connection with the Mueller investigation, explanation point."
I don't know what was in his heart, but I can say it cannot be justified or rationalized.
In Louisiana, a man under arrest in connection with the suspicious fires at three historic black churches.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards confirming that Holden Matthews is the son of St. Landry Parish Deputy Roy Matthews.
These were evil acts.
The younger Matthews being charged with three counts of simple arson on religious buildings, each count carrying a 15-year maximum prison sentence. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And a historic April snowstorm to tell you about. It's called a bomb cyclone, and it's hitting the upper Midwest. The powerful spring blizzard bringing with it up to 2 feet of snow and hail in parts of South Dakota and in the Minneapolis, Minnesota area. Now, new flood fears once it all melts. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Hello, everyone. TGIF. And we're so happy to be here. And welcome to the show. My name's Pat Gregory. I got Steve Bailey sitting right across from me here, and we do a show called Home Sweet Home every Friday at 11 o'clock. And we're so happy that you can join us for this hour. We're going to be talking about springtime and the things that we should probably put on our to-do list for spring. So I hope you'll like the show. Steve, do you want to say something?
Yeah, let's do the weather.
Wow, that's a good idea.
Why don't we do the weather? Hey, yeah. Folks, you know, it's got a very good chance of rain today. Cloudy with a patchy drizzle. We're going to be high in the lower 60s. Tonight, we're going to drop down to 48 degrees, and showers are going to be likely into the evening. On Sunday, we've got a 40% chance of rain, but it's going to be very temperate. It's going to be, oh, wait a minute. You know what?
What?
I'm on a different town here. Let's see if it's the same. Yeah, it's the same. It's still in New Jersey, so we're still in good shape here. So, but on Saturday, we're going to be very nice. 70 degrees is probably going to be approximately our mid-70s is our high. We're going to have 40% chance of rain. Drop down to 53 on Saturday evening. Sunday, 70% chance of rain again. 60 degree in the mid-60s is our high. Dropping down to 57 in the mid-50s on Sunday evening. And there's going to be a good 90% chance. And I'd say that's very good. Thunderstorms. Monday, we have, again, showers with a chance of thunderstorms in the morning. Showers likely in the afternoon, highs in the mid-60s. And, again, it's going to start to taper off Monday evening with a low of 42. Tuesday, we have a high of 60 degrees in the mid-60s, and we have sunny and clouds. It looks like we're breaking out of it on Tuesday. And through Thursday, we're pretty much in that same ballpark with Thursday being about a 30% chance of rain and a high in the upper 60s. So not bad weather patterns, still very wet, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, April showers brings May flowers.
Amen. Yeah, well, I think we've been having those April showers now since January. So anyway.
Steve, just a bang-up job. You do the best weather, I'm telling you. I don't know why they haven't hired you at Fox News or CBC, CBS.
I suppose.
Did you put your resume in?
I suppose we need to get people to listen to us first. That would be helpful, wouldn't it?
There's a million people listening to us.
That's right.
Potentially.
All right, folks, call in right now. No, I'm not going to bother you with that. Anyway, welcome to Home Sweet Home, folks. We're going to talk about some really fun stuff called spring cleanup.
All right, stay tuned. We got one commercial, and we'll be straight back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, we are back, folks. Thanks for listening in. Home Sweet Home. Steve across from me. I'm Pat. We do a show called Home Sweet Home. And it's because we both are in trades, I guess.
I think that's it. Right? I think that's exactly
Steve's the best home inspector here in Hunterdon County. And apparently I'm pretty good at what I do, too. So that's all we have to say.
Well, let's put it this way. People are saying come back, and then Patrick's going to have a waiting list at this point in time, given the spring fever.
Oh, there's already a waiting list, I'm telling you. It's going gangbusters right now.
Yeah, it's often we entrepreneurs think that that's a good problem to have, but sometimes it gets even frustrating for us because, A, we want to get to everybody we possibly can. And B, we're pretty much single practitioners until we, get some folks to help us out on certain projects. But it's good to have clients that think think well of us, and we are glad to service our community.
It's good to be in demand.
Good to be in demand. And I'll tell you, it's a treat to work in this area. So anyway, we're going to talk about cleanup, spring cleanup, and we're talking about spring cleanup. I
like this topic.
Yeah,
I look forward to this springtime cleaning topic. It's not just cleaning, but just basically
fixes and cleaning.
Yeah,
and
it's
stuff
basically
like that.
It should be a list of a hit list of things that you should be considering doing this spring to get ready. You know, so that you don't have to do all this stuff in the summertime. You want to relax,
right?
Take advantage of maybe your nice deck or your pool in the backyard,
right?
Barbecuing.
Right.
I can smell the barbecue already.
You see, you're getting ready for summer is what you're doing.
I love barbecue.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, what comes along with that, though, when it comes to spring cleaning, the things that we talk about here on Home Sweet Home kind of do dovetail not only in the spring cleaning, but fix up,
get things safe again, as our common theme is, mm-hmm. and fundamentally, you know, just get ready for the warm weather and all the outside activities you're going to get involved with. So I think that's really kind of the jumping off point here. I think we got to talk about, where do we start?
Yeah.
What's spring cleaning? What's the startup items you do on?
I get my inspiration from looking around the neighborhood, my neighborhood, right. and my own house. And, you know, I just got 5 yards of dirt delivered because I'm going to reseed my backyard because it, you know, we've neglected it for a few years and it's not looking great. So looking forward to doing that this weekend. And apparently it's not going to rain tomorrow, so that's when I'm doing it. But, you know, the one thing that's blaring in my neighborhood right now, and I don't know about if you've noticed this or not, but there are a heck of a lot of trees that got blown over. There was a couple of bad storms this winter, and the trees got affected big time.
You know, this term they call, it's now very popular in the weather world, the Weather Channel world, is these bomb vortexes.
Yeah.
You know, where we've got these intense volumes of wind that actually come down in a very close area. In other words, it's not across a region, and it certainly can be, but often can be as, you know, it can be a particular block, it can be a house, it can be just this really significant gust of wind. And I'm seeing a lot in my inspections where a lot of trees have taken damage over the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because we had ice storms or significant snowstorms. It's been pure wind damage.
Yeah.
And what's striking about it is if you have trees that you're not sure are healthy or not, you certainly have a lay of that land this year, because if you've been struck by that type of high winds, trees that are, you know, dying from the inside out can't resist. They're just basically weakened by their state.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing a lot of trees that have been taken out. And most of them, I'd have to honestly say, either have very shallow root systems or they are in the process of dying or have some kind of disease.
Yeah.
You know, the healthy ones seem to be, you know, they seem to have the, like anything else, has the resistance. But, man, I was down in Frenchtown. Was it Frenchtown? No, I was on, actually it was Holland Township, just south of Holland Township on 29, doing a house. And in the backyard, there was probably, God, there had to be 6 trees.
Mm.
Just branches, in some cases, branches down. In most cases, the trees were down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, partly it's because the, you know, in my neighborhood, it was a planned neighborhood and all that, and they threw in, you know, 3 trees in front of every house. And people don't know how to take care of trees, you know. And there's a lot of videos you can go to and how-to stuff that's not difficult to do. But, you know, when you start neglecting a tree and it looks more like a bush because it's, you know, all these little sucker roots and shoots are coming off close to the bottom of the base of the tree, and you don't take care of that and allow it to flourish up and keep on it, that's what's going to cause, you know, disease and problems with, like you said, storm-related blowovers and stuff like that. So there are trees in our neighborhood that have blown over, literally. And I'll bet you that my neighbor probably won't be able to get a tree person in for 3 or 4 months.
Oh, they're going nuts.
Yeah.
You think you and I are busy? These guys are going
all
over.
It's crazy. It's one of those type of jobs where, you know, they'll come over and give you a price and say, okay, we'll see you in September.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. But
yeah, it's very interesting you should say that, because spring cleanup is all about that. It's really getting your trees trimmed up. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. I grew up in the country. We did not maintain trees. They're either alive. We would trim them, certainly. We had apple orchards. We certainly did some care and feeding of the apple trees.
Yeah, the ones that bear fruit and all that.
Right.
But
the
were
rest
just,
of the trees, we, you know, it was,
they weren't ornamental in
right.
front of your house.
They were nature.
It was part of the backyard, like landscape. Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, with our, you know, our kind of compressed neighborhoods where we have house, and even out here in Hunterdon County, we have some, you know, nice wide open spaces, but we have developments, and I mean, I even live in a townhome community that frankly needs to get significantly groomed every year.
Oh, yeah.
Every
and that's
year.
A big cost to the
it's
community,
big cost.
HOA.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about spring cleaning, stuff like that, and we'll jump right into all kinds of little tasks that you can consider doing.
Get that pencil and paper out. We're rocking your world.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are we up?
We're up.
All right. Hey, folks, we're live streaming on Facebook. I finally got my cameras turned on, so that pretty-looking guy that you see behind the control desk is the...
You called me pretty?
Yep, you're pretty, buddy.
I didn't even do my hair today.
You're a very pretty guy. So, you know, we're...
Well, thank you.
There you go. And I just want you to know that we're streaming live here on Facebook. This is Home Sweet Home. And we're talking about spring cleanup. So spring cleanup's a good thing. That's all I can tell you. It's a lot of fun to do.
Say, are you even in the shot?
I'm not even supposed to be in the shot. I think I got you down there. Oh, there you got me. You got me in the shot now. I was trying to hide you, but there you got me there. So we're going to talk about tasks today. Hi, everybody. And we're going to talk about spring cleanup tasks. You know, I'm going to start off with a couple of ideas here, and I want you to kind of kick me in the ankles when I cross your turf here. Because things that really, you walk around the outdoors, of course, I like to tell folks, get an idea of what's going on in your house or around your house, not in your house. Mm-hmm. You already know. You've been in winter all the time.
Right.
Walk around your house, and before you start just doing there's something laying in the yard, do take a quick inventory of what's kind of critical to get done. Fallen trees we just talked about in our last segment.
Yeah, those are obvious.
Gutter cleanup needs to absolutely happen.
I would say even like some of these trees, they drop dead branches automatically all over your lawn.
And they're a safety hazard.
It is a safety hazard because either you cut your own grass, you do your own lawn, or you have a service come and do it. And if the service guys come to do your lawn, either they're going to run right over it and they don't care, or they're going to actually have to get off their equipment and move it. They don't put it like on your driveway or whatever like that. They usually put it up against the tree,
right?
Because that's your responsibility,
right? Right.
And theoretically, you know, it just looks bad, especially if they run over it, because now you got a million little pieces all over the place, and you know the risk of that shooting out of their lawnmower and you know being a projectile that slams through your window, is pretty high.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what's striking about that? Just walking around and picking up branches and cleaning out your gutters and just checking the debris that's on the ground is always a first step. First, mm-hmm. to safety.
Yeah.
And you don't want your grass to die over these types. You just don't want the stuff laying around. So
and check to see if you got shingle debris on the ground. Because
really
that,
good idea.
You know, that is an indication that something's going on your roof or your neighbor's roof.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a really important point you're making. I've been to a couple of inspections now already this spring, where this winter, while it wasn't harsh in the snow and the freezing, what the rain has done is it's captured moisture in places we kind of didn't expect, because we had a lot of rain. We had a lot of water.
Yeah.
And in that process, where gutters have filled up or got clogged up, where we typically might get an ice dam in the wintertime and deep freezing, what we had is these gutters filling up. Two things were happening. A bit of a, what I'll call a water wash under broken shingles or drip edges. And then, of course, the overflow down around foundations were basements. I'm finding a lot of wet basements.
Yeah.
And it really has a lot to do with that gutter runoff, cleaning out the gutters, getting your gutter extensions way out. Push them out beyond that house where it's it grades away, moisture grades away. Because you want to make your house an island. You don't want that water around your foundation.
So, an island.
You know, an island.
An island in the streams.
My famous statement, you talk to all my clients, they say, I see them, and I literally had a client I hadn't seen in probably 6 months, ran across them in Lowe's, and I walked around the corner, and I heard, Steve, water away. That's what I tell her.
That's their middle name.
That's my middle name. And I laughed, and we had a good conversation about it, and that's just my pet peeve. So anyway, water away, folks. So that's our first cleanup item. Branch pickup,
yeah.
Yard cleanup, looking around, get the gutters cleaned up.
And I would say clean up the general leaf debris, okay? Yeah. And especially around here in Hunterdon County because, and this is something dear to my heart and close to my heart is Lyme disease. Ticks tend to breed around, you know, the leaf debris and litters, you know, in, and because there are so many mice, because really what everyone says is the deer, that's the problem. Yeah, it's the deer is a problem, but it's the mouse that starts the problem. Those ticks, they come out in the springtime and they need to feast, basically get their first blood from an animal. And what the easiest one to get to is the mouse. And once they've bitten the mouse, that's when they become live and able to spread the Lyme disease to us humans. What happens after the deer and they move around? Mm. The deer basically are like the taxis that bring them to places where you don't think are going to have ticks because, you know, we're so overrun with deer that they're on our front porch basically. And so, you know, your tulip garden and stuff like that could have ticks in it. Even, you know, people think it's the long grass in the backyard or in the forest or whatever. No, it's like really on your grass now because these ticks fall off the deer and then we catch them. Mm. So pay attention to that, folks, and make sure if you are outside doing the weeding and, you know, mowing the lawn and stuff like that, that you check yourself, you check your kids when you're done the day to make sure you don't have those little bugs on you.
Yeah, you know, I know you, and of course you experience this firsthand. Those that suffer with Lyme disease can be debilitating to a point of
know the signs of Lyme
disease.
Checking out.
Yeah, you really do. The bullseyes from ticks under your skin, you really need to check yourself.
You're lucky if you get a bullseye.
Yeah, you actually you are, but you really do need to look yourself over every time you've been out working in the yard. It's a big part of the safety factor of just staying healthy, but more importantly, that's it, staying healthy. I mean, it really needs, it's fun to get out in this beautiful weather because we really need to have that breath of fresh air and be outside, but good old, be cautious in your efforts. And then, of course, in the cleanup, as far as spring cleanup is concerned, the more you remove this vegetation, this debris, get it cleaned up. And by the way, I'm not opposed to people wearing gloves and Tyvek suits or long shirts taped off at the wrist.
Right.
These are all not bad ideas.
No, I mean, not at all.
You know, the answer is don't go out in the middle of a, 90-degree weather in heavy clothing because, you know, you just perpetuate another problem. But the bottom line is today we have to take into account the things that we've learned. And Lyme disease is a huge issue out there. I've got, as well as you, others that have just struggled with it. And the answer to that is try your very best to prevent it.
Yeah.
And that's cleaning up that yard, making sure things are squared away, wearing the right preventative clothes, and then checking yourself, and you're in good shape. So
you hope, yeah. Yeah.
That's the way to go. So
we're talking about lawnmowers.
Yeah, let's get out.
You got to get the lawnmower out.
Yeah,
you know, I have a ride-on lawnmower, one of those zero turns. The wheels are always flat. That's the first thing I got to do is pump up the tires.
Gotcha.
And if I can get the engine running, that's the first thing. And, you know, they always say, the experts will tell you, if you have a gas tank, a gasoline, a that's been sitting around all winter long.
Yeah, it's stale.
It's stale. So the best thing you can do is take that gas, throw it into your car because your car doesn't care, and just fill up your gas tank in the car and go to the nearest gas station and get some fresh gas.
Right.
That'll help your lawnmower a lot.
Well, there's a lot of products I know in the wintertime. I know when I had them. I actually started to use that product called Stable.
Stable, yeah.
Yeah, and that worked well. But the answer to that, folks, is if you're remembering those things. So you're right, getting the mower out, a couple things. Safety check again.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to check your belts, your blades, and all these type of things to make sure they're all working.
Yeah, make sure the belt.
Tire pressure, obviously, is a big deal. By the way, another thing that caught me off guard one summer, I actually worked for a company called AEG Telefunken. I don't know if you remember that name. It's a German company that used to make calculators and printer cartridges and all kinds of things. And they were in the Somerville area. And I was their grounds keeper, for better words.
Okay.
And of course, I'd spend 2 days out of my week doing landscaping work for the company.
Right.
And what was interesting is come springtime, I would get the machine. Of course, our machinery was stored inside, so it was in great shape. Oil changes, I mean, gas changes. I mean, I went through the whole mechanical maintenance cycle before because I ran that hardware hard. And you do the same, even though you may not think so. Your little yard, that little, whatever machine you're using is working hard.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found very interesting is taking some of the old, you know, when you put it away in the fall, you didn't maybe clean off the mower deck and things like that. You need to clean that stuff all up because it's going to create all kinds of headaches. And it's a cleanup issue. It's getting the machinery that's going to be ready for the rest of the season to do what you got to do. What I found interesting is that the mower decks that I had to work with a lot, I actually developed what I call a clean stick. The decks themselves would fill up with grass right in the beginning of the spring season because the grass is so wet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
it sticks to the deck.
To
the paint.
You know? So I'm sure today's technology where they probably have non-stick decks, but it's interesting how just cleaning up, this DIY cleaning up your hardware, that goes for weed whackers and trimmers and all that stuff. Check them all to make sure they're safe. If you've got old strings and old string type weed whackers, don't be afraid to check. They get brittle.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out, put new spools on, things like that. Just get your tools in good condition before you start using them hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Good point.
So, I mean, I've had... I can remember that. I was on it was a Cub Cadet, I think. I forget what the manufacturer was. And I was pretty upset with the company saying, you know, you're having me do 3 acres a yard with a 42-inch deck. You're really kind of, you're killing my clock here. So I talked them into a set of gang mowers to tow behind the tractor.
Oh, okay.
You know, and what was it? That created a whole different series of mechanical maintenance issues. But, boy, I'll tell you, we cut the amount of time I spent maintaining them. Excuse me. Versus mowing, it all worked. It was a very positive impact. So just get your hardware in good shape and good stuff. So that's a good cleanup item there, too.
Good.
How about decks?
You want to go right to the deck?
Yeah. I think it's just
party
because,
decks?
Yeah, I think that you alluded to that in the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can talk to that as good as anybody about what you see, especially this time of year on decks.
Well, you know what? I think it's you see it a lot more than me. I see it from the end of... people calling me because their steps are rickety and loose or rotting away and they want a repair done. So I don't get involved with actually building decks. I usually get involved with the patch repairs and stuff, you know, or shoddy workmanship to begin with. And it runs the gamut. And I think it has to do with the fact, and we've talked about this before, you know, decks will last a heck of a long time with this pressure-treated wood.
Sure does.
And especially the older pressure-treated wood that was treated with arsenic. You know, at one point in time, 2005, I believe it was, they did away with those chemicals in the wood because they realized that it was harmful.
Right.
But that was still the best preservative. So, you know, you have decks that are dating back to the 80s, 90s that are still in pretty good shape. And it's just maintenance. Really, you know, making sure that you take out the boards that are rotting and replace them and putting on the stain or the paint or whatever you're doing to protect that wood. And so, unfortunately, the decks of today, you know, if you were to go and pick up wood right now and a lot of people are using the composites and all that, but the undercarriage, the skeleton of your deck is still made out of wood.
Right.
And you got to make sure that And that's the most important part. It's not what you see. It's what's underneath that is the most important. And that's what we have to talk about and educate a little bit of our listeners is, you know, at the beginning of the season is the best time to inspect your deck. Like, as the homeowner,
yeah,
you're responsible for any injuries that happen to your guests as they come over. And if you're going to have a big party on Memorial Day weekend, you know, that's coming up next month.
Right.
You want to make sure that that deck's going to be able to hold 20 people.
Right.
And not, you know, come loose off the ledger board or, you know, a railing mm-hmm. ends up being loose and people are leaning on it and all of a sudden they're falling to their death. Well, maybe not their death, but
well, they hurt themselves. Well, they certainly, you get it once a year. You always get this catastrophic deck collapse. And I'll tell you, the big focus on decks, you struck it perfect. In the 80s and 90s, they became the feature of many homes mm-hmm. where decks weren't really, yeah, they were nice in the 60s and 70s. You find them all, certainly down by the oceans. You'd find them in a lot of places, but where they really got popularized and they became almost the adjunct room for the summer season is in the mid 70s to current world.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about that is we learned the hard way that making a, you know, we kind of took, well, you just need to put some lumber up and just bolt it together and slam.
Exactly.
And you just didn't have the understanding what we have today that.
Well, the technology is changing.
Well, it's just the knowledge of.
And it's the knowledge of the code.
Right.
Code situation, minimum code requirements.
Right. And by the way, I want to emphasize the word you just said, minimum. These decks often are a minimum standard, which are acceptable to the code folks. I've talked and counseled with a lot of clients, and I said, overbuild your deck.
Mm.
You just don't know what you're going to do. You might put a fire pit on it. You might put 20 people in a big grill on it. You might, you know, any number of things happen to these decks, and people do all kinds of wild stuff with them, which is not bad. It's just they got to be capable of handling it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So I've seen a lot of decks that have been three stories high. And I get very anxious when I see them on 4x4 posts.
Yeah.
You know. And yeah. So the substandard conditions.
And that was a learning process,
right.
too.
It is a learning process.
Unfortunately, they thought that 4x4 posts were
fine.
You know, acceptable.
Yeah.
And also the fact that, you know, they realized that the preservatives in the wood, even today, will corrode the metal parts that are underneath the deck so that, you know, and the fasteners that go into the deck. So there are specially made fasteners that are made out of the special metals and the fasteners that are included, the screws,
right,
to be able to make sure that it will not actually rot away because you would never know.
Right.
You would never know that, you know, in the wood, there's just nothing holding that thing together anymore.
Right.
And, you know, that's what happens is when you have a big party and you have that amount of weight on, the load could create the issue.
Yeah, and that's worth talking about. I mean, spring cleanup means not only painting your decks, power washing them, getting them all in good shape, replacing those broken boards and doing things like that, but it's really kind of doing a test drive on how good a condition it's currently in. Mm-hmm. Because we talk about all the parties, and, of course, we all want to get together in good weather. But really what it boils down to is it capable of handling the live loads as well as the dead loads? Live loads would be people walking around on your deck. The dead loads would be furniture, grills, that type of thing that are all stored on decks, tables and chairs. That's really important to do as far as a spring cleanup exercise. And believe it or not, as simple as making sure not only are they, I mentioned earlier, power washed and resealed, but watch out for things like boards that are splintering and rotting out and things like that. You might say, yeah, but it's just that one board. You got foot injuries that occur. You have all kinds of silly things that can happen that are not as catastrophic, but they're still injury-prone type mm-hmm. of circumstances that
yeah.
happen. So
yeah.
you can clean them up. But decks, I wanted to get to decks because I know we, you know, I don't want to run out of time, spend some time. That's really important. If you got patios, same thing, elevated patios. What I'm finding a lot with patios is that people have these, you know, elevated patios anywhere from a foot, typically, or a step up, if you will,
mm-hmm.
to several feet. And they love that open view of sitting up on their patio and looking out over the backyard or the back, wherever their view is.
Right.
And they don't have guardrails.
Right.
You know, and I said, that's really great, but, and I trust believe it or not, and actually it could happen to anybody. The homeowners get used to that. They're mm-hmm. typically not going to walk off the edge of their elevated patio.
Yeah.
It's your guests.
Yeah.
It's your guests that aren't familiar with that. And I'm always, I kind of hound on my clients and say, guardrails, handrails, you need to really have them. And they go, yeah, but I don't want to ruin my view. Okay, get higher chairs. I mean, it's, you know, it's that kind of thing. Or stand up and look at your view. It's really simple like that. But power washing, you know, you can power wash patios and decks and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Be careful of the high pressure that you put on these. Yeah. You can do damage.
Definitely.
You know, with power washers. And
a lot of damage, especially if you're not wearing the right equipment. You know, you see people
tear the skin right off your feet.
Oh yeah, yeah, in flip flops doing their and it's those, even the ones that come out of like Walmart and stuff like that are not high pressure electric ones. If you're just sweeping the deck with that high pressure water, because it's still pretty pressurized,
1650 psi.
Somewhere around there, but I mean the gasoline.
I've got a little electric one.
Okay, that much.
1600 psi.
See, the gasoline ones are like 3000.
Yeah,
but I mean, if that'll cut almost through your foot, if you let it,
if you want to sever it.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, not paying attention.
Yeah.
So it is something to really consider, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, we talked a little bit about cleaning. I like. There's a product out there, and I tell everyone that wants to listen. It's called Wet and Forget, and we're not getting paid for this, folks. But it's a great product from the point of view of literally, you just spray anything that is mossy or turns green on the north side of your house, for example, also. And as long as the weather is able to get to it, so it's not underneath an enclosure or something like that, if it rains on it and the wind can blow on it, within a few weeks, you're going to see all that disappear.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's good. If you do that twice a year, spring and fall, you won't have any of those issues anymore.
Any safety concerns with that product?
Yeah. The only concern is that if you have a koi pond that is close to your house.
Bad for the fish.
Yeah. The runoff can actually kill the fish.
Yeah.
I don't understand the chemistry behind it.
Right.
Apparently, everything else is, you know. Innocuous, I guess, about it. But, so,
well, there's good products out there, and there's a lot of organic products coming on board with that, too.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to just use the vinegar. You know, vinegar is a good, nice cleanser, cleaner kind of thing, you know.
Mother Nature does it best.
Yeah.
Well, taking that, you know, following that kind of that train of thought, vinegar, spring cleaning, people start opening up their homes. So now we've talked about the outside, the decks, cleaning up branches. Mm-hmm. Power washing, check your handrails, all that stuff on the outside, cleaning your gutters. You know, now people start opening up their houses, so you've got window screens.
Window screens are all torn.
Yeah,
just basically
cleaning windows.
You know, the nylon screens will deteriorate over time. Just the UV rays will actually make them very brittle, and they tear. It could be just, you know, touching it and you get a tear in it. And
yeah, I've got screens I got to replace as we speak.
Yeah, and there's
sliding door screens can take a big beating, especially with animals and kids.
Well, they have a screen. They have a pet screen that is meant for, you know, those larger dogs, like
high impact.
That for some reason can't figure out how to get through the door. Yeah. You know, they want it.
But they just kind of walk into it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it is a very beefy kind of looking screen. It really encloses, when you put it up, it darkens the room.
Yeah,
because it's pretty thick weave.
Yeah.
But the stuff is cool. I mean, it works really well. It you can't really destroy it. If you get like a 100-pound dog hitting it straight on, either they're going to bounce off or the screen is actually going to collapse, like the black stuff, the spline.
Oh, yeah.
The spline that holds the screen in the little track will pop out.
Right.
Yeah. And you could just put it back in.
Yeah.
And that's the neat thing about it.
I haven't seen that problem.
Oh, yeah. No, it's very common now. Yeah. It's very stretchable.
Wow.
Yeah. So you can put your hand in and it stretches and, yeah, it's really neat.
Well, you know, these are the kind of things, folks, in your DIY cleanups. I mean, we talk about these things as Patrick and I run into them in our respective professions, but there are also some great ideas that actually homeowners have and actually business owners that we run into when it comes to spring cleaning. I've got a client that actually had set up a sprinkler system on their deck for rinsing it. a permanent sprinkler system.
For rinsing?
For rinsing. And that's really? That's what I call it. Now, they call it washing. As far as I'm concerned, you know, he has a valve dedicated fixed plumbing right up to the deck.
Sure.
He's got that shower, the yard head, whatever kind of shower head he used. But it's got to be a yard sprinkler because it does pivot.
Yeah.
And it pivots from left side to right side. What he does is he turns that on.
Yeah.
He gets it wet. He walks out. He's got himself an old shop broom.
Yeah.
And he takes his whatever product he's using. Maybe it's
a soap or something.
Soap or something. Yeah. He rinses it, and then he hits it, and it just rinses it all down.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very clever. And I said, wow, you're up. He says, I do it twice a year. He says, I do it in the fall, and I do it in the summer. And I said,
sounds like he'd be doing it every week. I mean,
he's got composite now. He had wood before.
Right.
So he said.
But it still gets dusty, yeah, the air right. and all that, yeah. you know?
And he's got a very unique colored deck. It's kind of a burgundy plank.
Yeah, so it shows, the yeah. dirt shows.
Well, it's that, and he says, believe it or not, I'm not sure what I buy into here. He says, you know, I'll run it once in a while if it's been real hot to cool the planks. I yeah. said, what do you think they're going to do, melt? and he says, well, he says, they fade because it's a darker color.
Mm.
I said, oh, well, that's it. But I would have. I don't know anything
about that. The water's
not
going to do anything
about
that.
So you got UV rays, too. So be that as it may, I love some of the creative things that people do. Another spring cleaning tidbit, a guy had a garage system. And every spring, he basically hits a button, and it lowers a platform from the ceiling, motorized, but storage platform.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got, and we're going to organization here, folks. So on it, he's got unique wood crates, one for spring, one for fall, Christmas decorations for winter, and then there's a fourth one. And basically he grabs that crate, puts it on the back of his garden tractor cart, and off he goes. So he's got his spring, so he's got his trimmers or clippers and all that kind of stuff.
All in there.
Talk about an organized genius.
Yeah.
And he just goes around, he does his thing, trims up all his trees, does whatever he's going to do, and of course everything he does to his particular property, from chemical treatments and everything, are in that particular crate. I mean, he's got his orthos and he's got
his
fertilizers.
That would be a pretty large crate.
Oh, it is. Yeah, I'll tell you the dead weight. When I saw this thing craned down from the, because he's got a high garage ceiling, I said, and saw how much stuff was on. I said, how much weight's on this crane? You know, on your portable shelf. He said, I probably got about 500-600 pounds. And I'd say that's about right. About 100 pounds a box.
Yeah.
So, but to that end, good organization on his part. What's interesting also, he's been famous for sealing his driveway in the springtime as opposed to the fall. And that's something he does every year. It looks like a brand new driveway, so I got to give him credit
every,
for it.
He seals it every year?
Every year.
Well, I don't think you're supposed to.
I don't know.
I don't know much about sealing, but...
Well, he's not... I don't know what he's using. He could be using a paint level, but he paints that driveway, asphalt driveway every year. It looks like brand new.
Wow.
Now,
I suppose you can't really hurt it.
Yeah, I guess it's layering.
I don't know if it would start to peel or not.
I think we need to give him a call and get him in here. And talk about anyway, we need
like
to take
an interesting
a
guy.
We need to take a break, folks. We're overdue here. We'll get right back with you with some more spring cleanup tips.
Stay tuned.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Okay, folks, we are back. And we were streaming live, I think, with Facebook. But, you know.
Yep.
Sometimes
that
works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, I have to say our technology isn't as refined as we would all like it to be, but just to let you know, if you're not seeing us, you can still hear us at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So don't despair. Just log on to HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Look for Home Sweet Home. We're live, at least from our audio perspective, but I can see we've kind of been bounced off Facebook here, and it's only because we're too good looking for those guys.
I don't know. We break the cameras, right?
That's right. But hey, we're in our last segment here, folks, of spring cleanup, and we've been kind of we
bouncing all over the place.
Well, it's good because I think in spring you actually do bounce all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
You go around, you
I'm
do
starting
things.
Starting to feel it. I'm getting spring fever.
So I was starting to dip my toe into the vinegar statement where you said, you know, you can use vinegar outside for a lot of cleanups. Believe it or not, people start to open up their windows, they get their screens repaired.
Mm-hmm.
Or they wash their screens. And you can use vinegar is probably Mother Nature's cleansing or disinfectant at the rudimentary level. And it's a very good product to use for a lot of things. So
you would clean your screens?
Well, I'm not sure I'd use my vinegar for screen. Although I wouldn't worry about that. Now, I don't know how it interacts with certain vinyls and poly screens, per se. But I don't imagine it's going to have a significant impact negatively. But I'd use vinegar for an awful lot of stuff because what it does is it also demineralizes. I mean, you can use that a lot on hard water surfaces.
Use it in my coffee pot all the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
And it's just
in the tea kettle.
Yeah, it's the thing to do. So if you think about that same science, you know, you got your bird baths out there, you got your water stains in various locations. Vinegar is a good cleanser in that regard, or mixtures thereof. So. Yes. You know, inside the house, you can start doing your thing, and spring cleaning in the house is never quite the fun you thought you'd have. You know, you got to declutter, and it just turns into...
You were talking about windows. My double-hung windows, or even the casement ones, you know?
Yeah.
When you open them up for the first time, you realize how dirty the sill is
right
in there. You
right.
know, because it does...
Oh, it's gross.
In between the screen and the window, everything is trapped. It's dirt. It's
It comes
grime,
through the screens, or it's just crap.
Mold.
Yeah.
You know? So that's a good place to start cleaning, for sure.
You know what I'm going to come up with? That bugs me. That always bugs me every spring, because I open up the windows, and here's this tray of blah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's hard to clean, actually, to get in the corners.
So, you know, I got to come up with a high-density mini power washer for windowsills that you can use just handheld, but it's got enough power. You don't have to scrub it out.
Kind of like a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, either that or steam, because you don't want to push water down into the wall cavity.
Well, that's the problem. Or you end up mucking up
the whole
exterior
side
of the house. Yeah. Yeah,
it's a mess.
And then you got to clean outside.
And you got to power wash.
It's a mess. That was my first entrepreneurial when I was still in college.
You're a power washer?
No, I used to clean windows. I had a window washing business.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was called Squeegee Expert.
Squeegee Expert. You've been an entrepreneur forever.
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah. So you were out there cleaning windows and making it happen.
Yeah, and then and people would ask me, oh, do you do other things? And I'd say, yeah. So I ended up doing everything else. That's why I'm a handyman today.
That's it. Well, you know, jack of many trades and a master of many, you are.
But so. I never was able really to master. I mean, I could get it clean, but yeah. It was never like ultra clean. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Glass is funny. You know, there's funny composite glass out there. There's funny, just funny experiences out there when it comes to cleaning windows. I have found that. It really, you got to get the right chemistry on that
it's
window.
Tough. You know what we used to do? This is, and I don't recommend this at all, folks. But we used to on the metal screens, the water. So I suppose it was the acid in the water, the acid rain.
Yeah, hard water on the hard water
comes
screens.
Through the screen and hits. And if that screen is right up against the window, it would etch the window. You would see the screen
pattern
on the window.
How about that?
The only way that we could figure out how to clean that was using the oven cleaner stuff that you spray in an oven. Yeah, toxic stuff.
That's nasty.
Nasty, nasty stuff.
Nasty stuff,
but
boss.
It burned everything, including your fingers.
Yeah. That's not a recommendation,
folks.
That's not a recommendation.
But if you're really stuck... Yeah. That could help. Yeah, that could actually help.
Yeah, that's, you know, part of spring cleaning is using chemicals you probably haven't used all year and they've been stored in the...
Be careful of chlorine.
Oh, man.
Bleach.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Make sure you don't mix bleach with other products, you know, by mistake.
Oh, people do that, and I've seen some nasty things blow up. Yeah. I mean, it can get ugly. So, you know, spring cleanup... Yeah, spring cleanup is cleanup. We get that, and it's washing things and getting things done. You got to take the time to know what you're doing with what you're working with, because it can be, and spring is when our accident levels start to occur. They get a little higher because we're out there, we're getting active, we're doing things, we're out there running mowers, we're washing things.
If you remember, we had a common person that we knew, unfortunately, was standing on a ladder, power washing his house, and he died. I don't know if he had a heart attack, fell off the ladder, or if he fell off the ladder because he was power washing and got electrocuted.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are, you know, making sure that if you do have an electric power washer, you're working with water.
Yep.
Make sure you're grounded.
Yep.
You know, that you have the correct electrical receptacle outside that's water. You know, even if you're power washing the house and you get water into that receptacle that's...
Right.
You know, your plug,
right?
You could get zapped.
Yeah, the thing that's really very important thought you got there. It really, what you really need to be aware of is when you're doing your cleaning that you are I'm going to call yourself a lightning rod, because if you come in contact, whether you're plugging in appliances, whether you're power washing across an outlet at the exterior, you can't assume that everything's waterproof and you're insulated from this, because you will be the conduit by which electricity travels. And I say this to clients that are doing everything from painting their rooms inside and taking face plates off so they don't paint them, to people that work outside and power wash. You've got to be really sensitive to electricity. We've taken it so much for granted. We think it's that safe that next thing you know, you're getting knocked. I've got to cite a good friend of mine who's a colleague, a home inspector, walked up to a panel. We usually take off electrical panels to see what's going on inside. He went up, he grabbed a hold of that door, and literally got thrown across the room. And that was from a hot service leg
that got loose,
and it was the whole panel was live.
Yep. And there's no way to know.
Yeah, and he says it knocked him unconscious. And here's a veteran. I mean, he's been around and doing homes. And, of course, we all get very comfortable with our jobs.
Yep.
You just got to know that things can hurt you. So, anyway, spring cleaning is spring cleaning, but be safe.
You know, and really our tip of the day, because we forgot to do that right when
Let's
we got back
it.
On the show.
We're getting closer.
Because we're talking about electricity. You know, man. Pool owners and hot tub owners.
Good stuff.
You know, we were speaking to one of our friends recently. He's an electrician.
Tony Maglio.
Maglio Electric.
Yep.
Good guy. Been in business for 40-plus years.
Forever. I before I was born.
And his biggest call, well, you know, this season is people that are opening up their pools.
Yep.
And they are getting electrocuted around the pool. It could be the stainless steel
bar that you helps you to get into the pool where the stairs are.
Right.
Or if your decking is wet around and you're getting these little shocks through your feet. And he explains to us that all these pools have to be bonded and grounded properly. And if over time, these pools will degrade. And with, I guess, the chlorine and everything that's in there, it makes for the ground wire that is attached to the pool areas that will it'll corrode.
Right.
And if it does corrode, then you will have a serious problem and
right.
you could get electrocuted.
Right. Right.
So it's not a bad idea, folks, to consider hiring an electrician to come in and double check the continuity of your ground. And if you don't even know you have that, then it's even more important that you probably get someone in to check it.
Yeah.
Because it probably means that you've never known about it. You don't even know where it is, and you need to be educated on that fact.
Right, right. You know, it's interesting. We're getting to the end of our show here. Folks, spring cleanup is all about cleaning things up, being safe doing it.
You're listening to WHCR.
Sorry.
That's okay. I thought I could sneak it under the wire, but, you know.
I saw it happening. I was like, oh, no.
He's going to die. Anyway, we don't want you to do that, folks. We want you to be safe out there. Be careful with your cleanup projects. Know that we're always willing to talk about these things with you, so don't be afraid to reach out to Patrick at Taskman Home Improvements. I'm Steve Bailey with Brass Tack Home Inspections. This was Home Sweet Home. Have a great weekend.
Take care, folks.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration reportedly urged U.S. immigration officials to release detainees onto the streets of American sanctuary cities. It was to be a retaliation to Trump's political adversaries. The report comes in the Washington Post saying the administration called for the action in November as a migrant caravan was approaching the U.S. border and called for it again in February during the government shutdown. ICE's legal department reportedly rejected the idea as illegal and inappropriate. Lawyers for Patriots owner Robert Kraft are battling to keep the Florida massage parlor videos in his prostitution case secret. Kraft pleaded not guilty to charges accusing him of paying for sex at a spa in Jupiter in January. His lawyers say releasing the videos would cause him to suffer irreparable harm. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
A few days after a roadside bomb kills three American soldiers in Afghanistan and the Taliban claims responsibility, Taliban insurgents are announcing the start of another spring offensive there. The news coming amid reports that peace talks in the war-torn country are gaining momentum, but in a statement, the Taliban says the fighting will continue until all foreign forces are removed. About 14,000 U.S. troops remain in that country. A spring blizzard is finally starting to ease in the central U.S., although travel is still being impacted. A spokesman for the Minnesota Department of Transportation says,
the wind is blowing so hard that our snowplow operators can't see. For a while today, we had roads closed and we had pulled plows because the operators just could not see.
There are also still air flight cancellations and delays, and tens of thousands of people in that region are still without power. Near Atlanta, the weather's not interfering with the Masters Tourney, which is today underway with its second round. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel.